Gunther and Ben are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and news breakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Tosh, your orthopedic specialty hospital, Utah's premier sports medicine and orthopedic center, providing comprehensive care for your entire family. Give Tosh a call today, 801-314-4100. Let's welcome in our first guest. You can read him at KSL.com. You can find him on Twitter at Andy B. Larson. It is Andy Larson. Andy, before we ask you about the Jazz, I want to ask you about the game you went to today. You went and saw a Stars game. We're talking about a high school basketball game just a minute ago. What's the competition level in a Stars game? What's the environment like?
It's not terrible. You know, honestly, the environment today was a lot of fun because it was a close game down to the wire. In the end, Senyata Gaines and Marcus Page both had game-tying shot opportunities at the end and didn't make it. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, probably like 2,000 people there kind of cheering on. It's kind of like going to a Salt Lake Bees game, right, where like you don't really care about the outcome, but you have a lot of fun just being there, being part of the experience, and having a good time. From like a competition-level point of view, it's not good. It's certainly better basketball than college basketball. You know, it's kind of the college stars. But it's not the second best basketball league in the world by any means. That probably goes to the ACB in Spain.
It was great to see Derek Favors back the other night in Atlanta, gave you 20 and 10. How's his knee holding up? How's the soreness factor for him, though?
Yeah, I mean, he says that having that week off where he had two games off and got a lot of treatment on that knee, he says that really helped him. I still didn't think he was moving at top potential, you know, and during that 2010 game, you kind of look at where he got his baskets from, and a lot of them were off that mid-range jumper. I think he hit 5 out of 6 of those shots. So, you know, it's kind of coming from the outside still for Derek Favors. But I think him being able to move around, especially defensively, is critical to the Jazz. And if he's able to do that moving forward, it's going to be a good sign. After the All-Star break and having that week off should really help him as well, too.
Well, Andy, what shot tonight as they take on a team that they've struggled with in the past? They've lost a lot of games, I feel like, on the road at New Orleans. What shots should Jazz fans want to see Derek Favors making? Is it that 18-footer, or is it being more efficient around the hoop?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd probably prefer him to be more efficient around the hoop. He's getting definitely fewer of those chances now because, quite frankly, Rudy Gobert kind of surpassed him as a pick-and-roll player. So if he's going to be getting more of those 15 to 18 foot jumpers than he has in the past. And it's just kind of whether or not he knocks them down. I'm fine with him taking them if he's making them, if that makes sense, or if they're late shot clock opportunities, right? If it's early in the shot clock, you probably have a better chance just passing the ball around and getting something better inside or out.
You can find him on Twitter at Andy B. Larson, read him at KSL.com. Great stuff, Andy. Thanks.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Andy Larson. Next up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find him on Twitter at Mitch_Harper. You can read him at 1320kfan.com and CougarNation.com. Mitch, we've seen Utah add a couple of names now after National Letter of Intent Day. Do we expect the same thing for BYU? Are they still out there? Do they have scholarships available?
Scholarships right now, they currently don't. Right now, by my count, unofficially, they're 5 over. Now, usually that plays
Sorry,
itself
Tanner
out.
Sorry, Tanner Mangum. Hit the road.
Usually that plays itself out. Guys are going to probably retire from football. You might have a few guys gray shirt, but right now BYU is currently sitting over five over on the scholarship. So I wouldn't expect anyone to be added right now. You could still possibly see maybe a graduate transfer. That's still an option. Again, maybe at the wide receiver position, but usually those come into play around April or May when guys actually graduate from their schools.
What's Jamal Williams' overall draft status right now after the Senior Bowl? Obviously, we're still waiting on the combine. And then how about Harvey Longy or Kai Nakua? Do either of them have a chance to be drafted?
You know, it feels like the consensus around Jamal Williams is that he's a top 100 pick. Now, that's probably getting around third, fourth round range. With Kai Nakua, Harvey Longy, they're going to be – Harvey Longy probably a seventh round guy right now, maybe an undrafted free agent. Kai Nakua, I don't know if there's much buzz around him being a seventh-round prospect. I think that's the ceiling for Kai Nakua. He's most likely an undrafted free agent, but he's going to probably get a shot just because he's versatile enough where maybe he could have an impact on special teams. He played a lot of positions in high school, quarterback, wide receiver, so he can do a lot of different things. Maybe that can give him a shot in a training camp.
Is Chaz Ayu a guy that, you know, even though he's young, can he potentially fill those shoes eventually of Kai Nakua?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that could happen this year. I mean, he's going to be someone that's going to play a year before he goes on the mission. You're going to see him compete with Matt Hadley, who had a lot of experience last year, and then also the Utah transfer, Austin Lee. He's someone that I think BYU fans, or BYU staff, is really high on. Kalani Sitake and Tuiaki recruited Austin Lee out of high school, so they see something in him that maybe Utah didn't when Satake left for Oregon State at the time. So I think those three are going to be the guys that are going to be the top names to compete to replace Kai Nakua this fall.
Find him on Twitter at @Mitch_Harper. Read him at 1320kfan.com. Great stuff, Mitch. Thanks.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, our BYU insider, Mitch Harper. The Wasatch Whip Around brought to you by Tosh, your orthopedic specialty hospital. For more information about sports and orthopedic injuries, follow the experts at Tosh on Facebook or Twitter at Tosh Utah.